Blog Talk Radio. man, life gets better when you're in Christ Jesus. Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spitzer, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to all of the ministers, evangelists, prophets, the deacons, the mothers, the praise team, intercessors, youth, men, ADM frontline, members, families, and friends, and to all of our international partners out there. Amen. United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good evening, good evening, good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry and delivered us from the muck and the miry clay. Oh, yes, he did. You see, he woke us up this morning, started us on our way, went with us through the whole day. Therefore, nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything and jointly and fitly into place on today. For we serve a mighty God, and his grace and his mercy. I said his grace and his mercy is sufficient until today. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
God bless you too, Pastor Smith, on this another blessed Thursday afternoon. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first I come and give me the honor to the head of my life. I give you the honor. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to you, Pastor Smith, and Pastor Barbara Elect Smith. I give honor to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple, and everyone at ADM Ministries. Father God, we just thank you just for another day. God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you how you have just kept us all day long, God, without any hurt, harm, or danger, that it didn't come upon us, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, because we know you're God all by yourself, God. We thank you for leading us and guiding us in the path, into the path of righteousness for your name's sake, God. God, we just lift our eyes to the hill today, which coming out help. We realize all our help coming from above, but no other God that we know, God. So we say thank you today, God. Thank you today, God, when our body is tired, God, our spirit man is willing, God. So we say yes to your will. Yes to your will in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every minister that it is today, God. We pray, God, that you constantly strengthen them like never before. Let them step on the wall. Don't let them come down, God, because we are living in these last few days, God. We need for them, the Lord, to just cry out like never before. Cry out to it go to Moshe like never before, God. We thank you, Lord. So we say, have your way, God. We realize we can't do nothing without you, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. Have your way, have your way, God. Oh, we lift up our just once more, God. Continue to chill hours, you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hey, glory to God. God, I pray, God, that you continue to lead them and guide them in the paths of righteousness, God. Put your loving arm around them, God. Oh, God, let them begin to grow up to bloom. It's a lovely bloom, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, I, we thank you for them, God, today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, glory be to God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, we lift up every sick and shedding and vessel that it is, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in your word to say, by your stripes we are healed, God. Let them continue to stand on your word. Stand on the word like never before, realizing that we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. It doesn't make a difference how our body begins to ache. Yet and still we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus today, God. So we thank you, Lord. We lift up our children up to you and our grandkids, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect them, God. Draw them near to you, save, deliver, and take the victory, the captain free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we plead in the blood of Jesus today, God, over every circumstance of our minds, over our hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We raise the Lord, oh God. God, we just lift the name up like never before, God. Have your way, God, in this evil, the kind of a world, God. Begin to shake you, kind of a world, God. Trust minds in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Somebody, a good old shape man has really been gone today, God. Oh, God, when we speak a good mind in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We lift up a mental institution today, God. Church minds, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you, God. We thank you, God, good old God. You loved us before we loved ourselves, God. So we say thank you today, God. Thank you to be God of Oshie, God, with everything within us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask that you trust the internet, God, laptops, God, telephones, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, speak God of Oshie, God. We pray, God, that you get to somebody today, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you begin to pop ears, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you begin to open blind eyes, God, that they may see, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we thank you, Lord. We need you, God. Yes, we need you, God. We need you, Lord, like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we cry the cuddle of our heart. We cry hallelujah today, God, with everything with us, in us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up our elder one today, God. Continue to take care of our elders, one, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, shield and protect them in their going and their coming, in the name of Jesus, God. These things we ask this afternoon in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
God be glorified. We magnify you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Come in the midst of this corporate prayer. And move right now,
thank
Holy
you,
Spirit.
Yes.
Touch your people right now.
Yes, Lord.
During this hour, Holy Spirit, move and super rule right now. Pour out your anointing power.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
glory,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
upon
Lord.
Each and every one of us.
Yes,
internationally,
yes, Lord.
And locally.
Amen.
Do it right
Amen.
Now. Holy Spirit
Hallelujah.
Of the living God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Come.
Hey.
Come, Yerobochanda.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way.
Yes,
Have
Lord.
Your way right now.
Yes, Lord
This
Jesus.
Evening, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
You know
hey.
What we need.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
So come and
yes,
provide right now,
yes,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit of the living God.
Yes,
Touch,
Lord.
Move. Stir
yes,
up
Lord.
The
yes,
atmosphere
In the name
right
of
now.
Yes,
In
Lord.
The name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, glory be to God. Move on
yes,
your people.
Yes,
Give
Lord.
Us what we need in this hour, oh, Holy
Thank
Spirit
yes, Lord.
Of the living God.
Yes.
Have your way.
Yes,
Come
Lord.
In the midst.
Yes,
Let your
Lord.
Train fill the air.
Yes,
Even
Lord.
Now.
Yes, Lord.
Holy
Jesus.
Spirit of the living God. Have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Have
Jesus.
Your way.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way.
In the name of
right
Jesus.
Now.
Yes, Lord.
We can do nothing until you come, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
But
Jesus.
We can do
yes,
all
Lord.
Things through Christ.
Thank you,
that
Jesus.
That strengthens us.
Yes,
so
Lord.
So come. And we thank you for coming.
Thank you, Jesus.
For being here, Holy
thank
Spirit.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, thank
Lord.
You for moving.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for shaking us.
Thank you,
in
Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And thank you for blessing us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Healing us, keeping us.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For everything.
Yes, we
and
do.
And all things right now.
Yes, Lord.
Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Do what you need to do.
Yes.
To carry
Lord.
Us higher in you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Blessed Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
We give you praise.
Name.
We
yes,
give you
Lord.
Honor. And we give you the thanks.
Yes, we do, Lord,
Lord Jesus. For the day.
Yes,
and the
Lord.
Evening. Because when night comes, no man can work.
Amen.
Oh, praise him.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise him.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise you, Lord.
Yes.
We glorify you. And we thank you
thank
for
you.
Coming in the midst.
Thank you, Jesus.
For supping with us.
Yes,
yes,
Lord
God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
He's showing us a better way.
Yes, you Lord. Yes,
a
Lord.
A righteous way.
Amen.
A truthful way.
Yes.
A holy way.
Amen.
And we thank you on today.
Thank you,
Father
Jesus.
God. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
And thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Well, we have to move on along now.
Amen.
And we're going to get ready to turn Mother Helena loose.
Amen.
To come in her own way, in her own right, to spread the good news and the gospel of Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen. Yes.
To each and every one of us.
Amen.
You say, Mother Helen, preach the word, teach the word.
Yes.
Have your way.
Yes,
good
yes.
Evening, Mother Helen.
Amen. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Smith, and God bless you. God bless you, Mother Jackson. It's just always a pleasure to hear that prayer going forth and hear the exhortation of the word by Pastor Smith. I give honor to God, the head of my life, always the giver of all our lives. He's the one that wakes us up in the morning, has the breath of life in us. And I give honor to Pastor Temple Spencer, First Lady. Behind every good man of God, there's a good woman. So I do honor Pastor Lakeisha Spencer. I honor Pastor James Smith, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith. I just send peace, love, and greetings to everyone under the sound of my voice, Buckhead High Rise, Alabama, all of the United States, across the nation, foreign lands. I give honor to the mothers, the deacons, the praise team, the ministers, everyone that it takes to make up the body of ADM. I greet you with peace and love. Well, you know, last week I was reading articles, and, you know, you hear different people speak about a giant of this and a giant of that. Oh, they said this was a giant of a storm. This was a giant of an airplane class. And I started thinking about our giants, and that's what I want to teach on a little while tonight about facing your giants. Because giants do fall and giants do die. And for a little backdrop on that, we're going to be talking about David in 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. I'm not going to read all of the verses. I'll be skipping around just to give you a backdrop on how David's faithfulness made him rise to the occasion. And for your study on this week, write down this chapter and read it and see what David went through. But he came out a winner in the end. And that's the 17th chapter of 1 Samuel. and you just might want to read and study for your own knowing, not take somebody else's word, but study for yourself and ask God to give you an understanding. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for every time you allow me to come before your people. Lord, I ask you that I decrease so that you might increase. Lord, move Mother Helen, Mother OG out of the way, and just let me give a word to encourage God's people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm going to begin giving a little synopsis about David. David was a little, well, some people would call a little nobody, but he was very faithful. He's a sheep herder. He tended his father's sheep. He's very faithful in it. And from where they described him, he wasn't very good looking. Say he was scrawny and all of that. He wasn't fine and dandy and good looking like his brothers. But from the age of 15, God had already anointed David for his ride. And he was 30 years old before he came into his full ring of being a king. So I'm going to start at the 32nd verse and just read. And David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." Saul replied, "You are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You're only a boy, and he has been a fighting man from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." And then he dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on the sword over the tunic and walking around because he was not used to them. He said, "I cannot go in these because I'm not used to them." So he took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, chose five smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. Now, we'll just pause for a minute. If David had that kind of faith to take five smooth stones and go and face a giant of a man who they say he was about 9 feet tall, he had thrown fear into everyone because he called himself the king of the jungle. But David, in the name of the Lord. And I would say to us, when we face our giants, do we fall, faint, give up? David's victory over his giant to inspire us is to comfort our own giants. Your giants can be tangible or intangible. The things we haven't overcome because we've been seduced by fear or we think we can't. They can also be unattainable goals, unfinished projects, or unfulfilled dreams. The loose ends of life that keep us mired in mediocrity. A giant is anything that's keeping you from being and doing what God wants you to do. Giants can be internal or external, real or imagined, physical or emotional. A giant could be an attitude, a habit, a belief, philosophy, or memory. It could be a person who stands between you and God, between who you are and who God wants you to be, and between where you are and where God wants you to go. And God, giants have one goal, and that's to stop your progress, to prevent you from reaching your destiny. But be a giant killer and see the victory in the shadow of defeat. Conflict is accepted and resisted and expected. To them, conflict is growth, overcoming an enemy, and our giants can expose our hidden strengths, be a measuring stick for our growth, feed our confidence in God. Giant killers see the opportunity in opposition, potential problems, and victory in the shadow of defeat. But with God's help, we can all be giant killers. What is your giant in your life? Could it be sickness? Could it be disappointment? Could it be laid off, losing a job, losing a family member? What is your giant? I would just like to pause and walk around ADM for just a few minutes, if I may. I'm going somewhere. Just bear with me. When I look at our own Pastor Smith, who faced a giant of illness almost unto death, but God didn't give him the spirit of fear. He gave him a spirit of a sound mind and faith, because he had been faithful to the ministry, faithful to whatever God had assigned him to do. And he won the battle. The battle don't belong to us. It belongs to the Lord. He's walking the tall, standing in his healing, claiming his healing each and every day. And every day that he put one foot before the other, he stepped on that giant's head. So that Jesus step on the giant's head. Then I go his household and look at Pastor Smith when she had sickness with her husband in the hospital and then her daughter. But she stood tall. I could hear her saying, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. When you hear Minister Sunita talk about her health and all of the pain and the suffering she goes through, but when you see her giving praises unto the Lord, she's stepping on a giant's head. When you look at Sister Monica, who goes through health challenges, when she sang praises unto God, she's killing that giant in her life. When you see Brother Pastor-elect Tay, when he's singing, I won't complain, when he's dancing, he's stepping on a giant's head. What are you doing to slay your giants? What are you doing to slay your giant? Mother Jackson, when she go before the Lord, when she pray, she's praying as unto the Father, and hey, giving him all the glory, stepping on her giant's head. When you see Deacon Joe, how he faced his giants, he came from the hospital to rehab back to ADM, walking on a walker, and soon to put the walker down, stepping on your giant's head. When you see Pastor Temple stretched out before the Lord, calling on the name of Jesus, because the Bible says when the
glory, hallelujah, Jesus. You still in, Mother? Oh, glory, hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. Fix it, Lord Jesus.
I refuse.
Fix it right now.
To let the telephone. This is a giant, so I'm stepping on a giant head because I'm going to give God all of the glory. And David won. It says in the 50th verse, so David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, with a sword in his hand. He struck down a Philistine and killed him. Now, we'll go back to those five smooth stones. Some might think that he didn't have faith, that he carried the stones. Well, if one stone don't work, I use a fourth one. But that wasn't what it was, because Goliath had four big brothers bigger than him, and he had to have a backup, a spare. And that's what we have to do. Sometimes we don't start off as giant killers, but we grow in grace. As I said before, David was anointed at 15, but before he reached to be king, he was 30 years old. Sometimes we don't want to wait. Sometimes we want to jump the gun. But, Lord, you have to say, Lord, is it you? I know you've called me to be what I need to be. Let me step on this giant's head and not get in pride, not want to run too quick. What is your giant? Some people pray like Mother Jackson. She's killing her giant. Some raise their hand and worship the Lord to kill their giant. Some run around the church and dance. They're killing their giants. Some just sit and rock, killing their giants. Oh, with God, we can kill all of the giants in our lives. When I had a giant, or when my house got broken into, I thought it would never be the same. That was a giant in my life. There were days I wanted to throw the towel in, but I had to say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually in my mouth. Whatever I'm going through, I know that God's going to bring me through. Giants do fall. Giants do die. What are you doing to kill your giant today? Different remedies of killing giants. They said that Matthew started out as a tax collector, Elijah as a farmer, Peter as a fisherman, Jesus as a carpenter. Have you ever considered that Jesus spent more years as a carpenter than he did a preacher? Well, he was faithful in the little things that God called to do. Every candidate has started before something to become a giant killer. How faithful are you? Are you faithful to your church? Are you, or do you complain and grumble about when we have to get on the prayer line? When the pastor calls a consecrated fast, do you religiously keep it? Because Satan will whistle words of fear and anxiety in your ears to minimize the reward and magnify the risk. Yet the truth remains, God is a rewarder of diligent seekers. You must believe the promise is greater than the problem. The objective is greater than the objection. God is greater than your giant. The belief that God is greater is your essence of faith. Satan's weapon and with fear will paralyze you. Faith in God's weapon to mobilize you. So depend on God. Challenge the giant. John ranks us to God, giant killer. Don't feel like you've been overlooked or rejected. Sometimes God is keeping you for a time as this. I can remember as somebody young, I always wanted to expound on the word and preach, but got knocked down a few times along the way. Complained about it. Cried about it. Got angry about it. Walked away from churches about it. Stopped reading the Bible about it. Didn't know how to conquer the giants. But oh, one day, when the judgment started hitting my door in sickness, in my finance, in my family members, I began to yield that vessel and said, God, I stand still until my change come. It took 10 years before I come to the surface to be able to expound on the word like this, and I thank God for it. Age ain't but nothing but a number. If God got something for you, if you're 100 years old, he's going to come to the forefront. Oh, you got to believe on today, my people. Don't let the giant stop you from being what God wants you to be. Stop feeling like you've been looked over. Stop feeling like you've been rejected. Maybe you didn't grow up in a two-parent home. Maybe you were raised by somebody else. But yet and still, you got to keep pushing your trust in God. You got to keep looking to the hills from who's coming all of your help. All of your help coming from who? Coming from the Lord thy God. So I say to you today, face your giants, because giants do fall. With God's help, we've become giant killers. So take your failing list. Write it down on a piece of paper. Say, these are the things I will not try again. Lesson learned. Last but not least, when you think about what does it take to be a giant killer, faith, hope, determination, endurance, most of all, stand in the word of God, stand in forever prayer, stand faithful to your local church, be in there, whatever, let nothing stop you from being faithful. And I'd like to leave this little nugget with you. You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You are able to say to yourself, I live through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. Be a giant killer. God bless you, and I hope I have said something to encourage you on tonight. Kill your giants. Giants do fall. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, Mother. Praise God. Ooh, what a word, what a word. I just got one thing to say, maybe two. Where the giant killers at? Where the God chasers at? And our bishop, and our apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless you.
What a word, what a word, what a word, Pastor Smith. What a word, Mother Helen.
Yeah,
I just, my God, that was an awesome word, you know, because it's going to come as a season. It comes a season where everyone going to, you're going to be able to, you're going to have to face challenges in your life. It's just going to come to that season to where you're going to have to face that giant. And one thing about what Mother Helen was sharing with David and Goliath, that was a fight to the death. It's either David going to operate in what he know and his belief and his faith, or he's not, allow the giant to Goliath to overtake him. That was a fight to the death. And we hope we encourage so many of you in being encouraged, because some of you are in a fight right now to your death. Amen. You're in a fight, spiritual death. It don't have to all be natural, but it could be spiritual. And some of you are in a fight, spiritual, to where your prayer life, the position or placement that you was in the spirit. You know, you're in a fight, my God. But I'm telling you right now, one thing that I did love about what Mother Helen was saying, you know, it came to a time to where certain part of your life, to where when a giant come in your life, you don't have to fight them by yourself, because God will put some backup or put some help in your life where it was, where you could stand together. One could chase 1,000, but two could put 10,000 to a flight. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, you stay in prayer, you stay into the face and loving on God, because at the end of the day, long as you in God's divine alignment, giants will fall. And I want to encourage some leaders and pastors that is out there, it doesn't matter what you are facing in ministry or what's going on, you just stay in God's divine will, you stay in God's divine plan, and just understand that I feel like encouraging some pastor, somebody on here, my God Almighty, long as you stay in God's divine will and you stay in his plan, it's a matter of time for you to see that giant to fall. It will not, my God, manifest. It will not do what it come to do, what it comes to do, because God gave you the power. And I just, my God, I just encourage the body of Christ. I encourage people in ministry. You just stand. It doesn't matter what warfare that somebody could bring or what comes at your way. You stand together as a family. United, my God, you'll be able to stand. And you better believe, if we have 5, 6, 7, or 8 warriors able to take care of Goliath, my God Almighty, it was just one man of David, and we got about 5, 6, 10 of us in a group. It shouldn't be nothing going to be able to come in to touch my brother, to touch my sister. It shouldn't be nothing to come in. No way death could come in, touch somebody up in here. No way sickness going to have his way. Sickness going to have his moment where it's going to look like it's going to overtake a brother and sister, because there's no weapon formed against all of us, it will not prosper. And saints of God, all you have to do is to stand. Stand. Therefore, stand, because it's a matter of time for what you see in front of you. It will not be in front of you no more. I am a living witness. I am a living witness. Me and my wife both. What you see in front of you, it will not be in front of you no more. Do not react. And understand, once you don't kill the giant and kill that Goliath, it's going to try to bring some hallucination in your life, thinking that it's going to resurrect. You don't have to entertain it. Understand that it is dead. Don't go back and play with the enemy that is dead. Don't go back and do different things. Pastors, you stay going forward. You keep moving forward. Don't go back and entertain the devil or entertain something that God done slaughtered, God done killed, because the enemy wants you to come back and mess with him. Oh, no, you keep sowing into the spirit where God done took you at. Amen and amen.
Amen, Apostle. Amen. Well, giants do stand tall, but the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Praise God. And our apostle said it all. Just remember this. Remember this. You stand against all the giants in your life. And go to the Lord when you need that backup. God bless you. Come on back tomorrow morning.
Pastor Smith.
7 a.m.
Pastor Smith.
Yes, sir.
Before you go off, I want to prophesy to somebody's relationship. God said you've been in a fight, you've been standing in a fight, and God said whatever you decide to do, he will honor. And I'm telling you right now, it's not the Goliath, it's not the giant, it's no more in your way. I don't know who the Holy Ghost is talking to tonight, but God said it's not the giant that is in your life no more. It's different decisions, it's different plans that you have to make. God said the giant is dead in your life. It's been dead. And God said, I have been forgiven. I forgave you a long time, and I just need you to stay focused. And I prophesy to the body of Christ right now. I'm telling you right now, God gave you the power. You have the strength. You stay in a place where God's going to see you through. And I'm telling you right now, it will fall. And no matter what you're going through or no matter what you are facing, it will fall in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I don't know the pastor. I feel, my God, right now, you know, right now we're handling business and I'm doing a little traveling, but it's a prophetic over me so strong right now. I feel the prophetic over me so strong. And I'm telling you right now, many of you are in a storm. Many of you are facing different things. And I see two of you. You is trying to clam and fight your way back. And God told me to tell you that all you have to do is repent. You need to repent. Repent and just go and get back in order. God said he never shut the door off on you. He said because you walked away from the door, that's why it seems though things have been set in your life. God said if you repent, you turn from it, all the chaos, all the hell, all different things that is trying to overtake you, it will be ceased. In the name of Jesus, I see two of you in the spirit right now. And God said, yes. He said, yes, I took you to squish you, I took you to bring a press into your life because there's different things in your life the way you need to be delivered. I want to encourage you in the body of Christ. It's many of you right now. You've been facing, you've been walking, you've been trying to hope on God. And God said, many of you, I told my prophet last season that I've been fighting behind the scene. And I told you that I'm going to show you what I done killed in your life. And you finna come into a season where your season's going to be plentiful, where your season's going to be reaping season, to where the Goliath that you have fought in your life, it has been killed because of your suffering, because of you holding out, because of you waiting diligently and patiently. God said, you're going to see my hand move. I am not a God that I shall lie, nor a God that I shall repent. I said, my daughter, and I said, my son, that I will fight your battle. I said all you have to do is stand. And as you begin to stand and worship me, I will fight your battle. My God Almighty, I will, and I see your work, says God. And God said, I see your commitment that you've been committed with me. He said that it will not and it shall not go in vain. If it anybody, my God, God told me to ask you a question. And the question is to the body of Christ, is there anything too harsh for God? You've been pushing, Many of you, the enemy trying to come at your doorstep to bring division and bring separation. But God said you stood in your fault. He said, because of that, I'm going to show you why the enemy tried to pluck you out. I'm going to show you why the enemy tried to separate you. Get ready, saints of God. God said you're going to get ready to experience an unexpected harvest like you never experienced before. You're going to get ready to experience a season like you never experienced before. You're going to understand why the enemy tried to come in and take over. You're going to understand why the Goliath tried to come in for the effect. But like I told you, no weapon formed against you that will not prosper. Keep praying, saints of God, because God said, I hear your prayers and I hear your petition. I might not come when you want me to come, but I'm working everything that you need out. Keep crying out before me as I showed it and as I told you. I will deliver, says the God of hosts. Give me a praise. In this season, you're going to see an unexpected miracle, an unexpected move. Because God says, many of you I test, many of you I try, many of you I put to the power, many of you, some of you don't fail the test. God said, you need to repent and turn around. Many of you, you don't pass the test. And God said, I'm going to show you that you are ready, my God Almighty, for this next phase in your life. You just give me the glory and you just give me the praise. Because in due time and due season, you're going to get ready to see what I said I'm going to do. I am not a man that I shall lie, nor a son of man that I shall repent. You have not been praying in vain. You have not been calling my name in vain. You have not been sacrificing in vain. It has and it will be discarded in your life. You give God the praise. You just give him a praise in Jesus' name, as the Lord says so. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God, we thank you for your visitation. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. We thank God. Amen. Oh, glory for that prophetic coming through our own Apostle. Amen. Praise God. Take heed to what the Lord is telling you and act upon it. Do it. And remember, no weapon formed against you will prosper. Come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Where our own Deacon Will Jackson will come and break the bread of life with you and me. Till then.